How many love the Word of God this morning? God is so faithful, speaking to us today in our fourth part of the series, Light in the Darkness. This will be our concluding sermon in this message today. We've been equipping and really training everyone to be a great light in darkness this month. And we're basing all of our ideas in a foundational text from the book of Matthew chapter 14. Here in verse 14 through 16, Jesus teaching, he said, "You are the light of the world." Come on, everybody say, "That's me." If you're a believer this morning, this is the Lord's intentions for you and I, that we shine in the midst of darkness. He said, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Praise God. Y'all pray for me for just a moment. Let's open with a word of prayer. God bless you. Father, I love you and thank you so much for the great privilege of sharing your word with your congregation today. God, I just pray for your anointing. God, I pray for your inspiration, your guidance today in every heart and mind. Lord, may we be motivated, inspired, exhorted, Father, but trained in the gospel, Lord, in the word of God today to be influential, impactful in the world for you and your kingdom. We love you and thank you for this chance that we have today to share in your presence and your word together in your house. In Jesus' name, we pray together. Amen. 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 The very foundational line that we're kind of basing everything off of this month is simply this: God intends for you to stand out from the rest of the world. Can you look at that with me, guys? He intends for you to stand out from the rest of the world. That's everybody in here, especially this morning. If you're born again today, I want you to get this in your heart. We've been looking at this all month long, and back in week one, at the beginning of the month, we've been kind of basing our ideas on statements. And so to stand out, we saw that if you're going to stand out, you have to have a clean heart in the middle of a sinful world. It's the first way that we differ and we deviate from the world. God sent his son to die on a cross for us so that our sins could be forgiven and that we could walk in freedom from a lifestyle in the bondage of sin. And we can never be a light for Christ if we are personally harboring and safeguarding sins and compromises. And the way to freedom from that bondage of life and sin is really through repentance and our commitment to step out and live boldly and live our brand new life in Christ. Amen. Have a clean heart in the middle of a sinful world. In week two, we said it like this: if you're going to stand out and shine, you have to believe in the middle of unbelief. Scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not yet seen. And in a world that we live in, a world of skepticism and doubt, God's children are the ones who are supposed to stand out, shining with great belief in what God's word says and what God can do. And what the effects are really a life of great uncompromising belief. It sets you apart from those in the world who will be discouraged and diminished by all that's going on in the world. That's one way that we shine, church. In other words, you're going to be the one who's going to shine with a faithful word when everyone around you wants to give up. Can y'all receive that this morning? Amen. Thank God. Last week, on week number three of our series, we emphasized this point that if you're going to stand out, you've got to have order in the middle of disorder. That's what God does. Sooner or later, as you well know, the enemy is going to introduce some chaos and some strife into your world. But church, hear me on this. Let me just speak this over you this morning. You're going to be the one to bring the resources of God into that environment. You're going to be the one to provide peace and joy in the middle of the mess and be a great peacemaker when everyone around you doesn't know what to do or what to say. And that's how you're going to arise and shine for Christ and bring his order into any disorder that creeps into your world. Amen. How many are committed along with me to be a peacemaker this morning? Amen. And you do that by bringing his resources into your world. And his traits really are centered on those two great traits: peace and joy. Come on, say them. Ready? Peace and joy. this morning on part four and our final message in this series. I'm going to talk to you about the power of having a strong foundation in the Lord. Because if you're going to stand out and shine in the darkness, you'll need to have certainty in the middle of uncertainty. You're going to need to be certain. And that certainty really means strength through confidence in what you believe about God and what He says about you in His Word. Come on, everybody say strong foundation. Having that strong foundation this morning means that you can become unshakable, you can become immovable when you're facing tough decisions in this life and when the world tries to influence you and your family with its empty philosophies. And man, they're everywhere right now. The principle reminds me of that old saying that was popularized in the country song from when I was young, and it stuck with me. It said, "You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything." It's a true axiom this morning. I remember there was a time not too long ago when the people in our society seemed to have a much tighter grip on what they believed, and having a strong foundation served us well in our country. I'm so appreciative of the faithful people who stand strong on our foundations and our Constitution in this country even today. That foundation I'm talking about is based on a unique document. It says this, and you're all familiar with that. You can read it along with me. It just says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Our nation's founders thought that there are some things that our conscience informs us are self-evident. In other words, we don't need evidence that all men are created equal. That's part supposed to be self-evident. We don't really need evidence that we're created and endowed by our Creator. That part's supposed to be self-evident. It's self-evident that individuals have a God-given right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But church, in our era, in this time in which we live, so many people have allowed the world's lies and the world's empty philosophies to penetrate their hearts and their minds that ideas which were once self-evident are currently up for questioning and debate. And people are becoming confused. They're wishy-washy. They've lost their grip on who they are and what they believe. That's why I'm coming this morning with this training today, because this is why it's so important for God's people to learn these effects and the benefits of having your firm, unshakable foundation in the presence of God, in the power of God, and the Word of God, so that you can stand out and shine with truth in the middle of all this confusion and darkness. Come on, can you receive it this morning? Amen. You're going to shine with confident certainty. And here's what that means. It means that, number one, you know what you believe. And number two, your life is based on principles that are non-negotiable. How many know what I'm talking about this morning? Okay, just like the old song says, you've got to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything. And one of the reasons so many people in our society today are just falling for anything is because they don't know what they stand for. And we've got to do due diligence this morning and throughout our discipleship process to make sure that that doesn't happen within the body of Christ. Because God's people need to know what they believe and have spiritual principles in place that are absolutely non-negotiable and unshakable. And the result is stability in all matters of faith and life. Come on, I want you to understand that word. Everybody say stability. Stability. In simple terms this morning, when you stand fully persuaded in what you believe, you are guided by principles that give you a natural barrier against foolishness, against ideas that contradict God's word and His plan for you and your family. You're not open to suggestions or ideas that oppose God's ideas. You have these foundational principles that you're just not willing to negotiate about. You might know what I'm talking about. There are some places mentally and emotionally, psychologically, and even physically, some places that you're just not willing to go and some ideas that you're just not willing to understand, entertain because you know where you stand. This is part of what's going to allow you to shine and to influence the world around you and cause you to stand out from among the rest. See, they may be shaken and wandering, church, but you, not you, you're going to bring certainty into your situation because you know in whom you believe, you know what you believe, and you know that His Word says this and that about it. Come on, somebody. Amen. The alternative is instability. What so many are experiencing today. The Word says that about, it says tossed to and fro like waves of the sea. James chapter 1 verse 7 and 8 describes that person. It says, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And the way to avoid that instability, church, is to know what you believe and be founded upon the guided spiritual principles of His Word that are non-negotiable in your life. That's how you're going to stand out and shine in the middle of this dark world. Amen. I want you to see this statement today, because this is what's happening to you right now. If you're faithful to church and you're committed to the discipleship process in your life, see this. You are being equipped with a lifestyle of stability. You're being equipped this morning with a lifestyle of stability and throughout your process. I want you to see this and really wrap our heads around this truth right now. When you come to church and when you engage God in worship or prayer, when you receive discipleship, when you connect in your life group, when you get involved on a team and when you serve and look for opportunities to do stuff for God, when you walk every day in the confidence of certainty, Ephesians chapter 4 gives us the purpose of the ministry and discipleship in our lives. And it just says this. It says, verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine or by the trickery of men, in the cunning to craftiness of deceitful plotting. When you walk every day in the confidence of certainty, hear me out, guys. You're no longer eligible to be taken to the shed by every idea, every doctrine. You're not vulnerable any longer to people's plots that hold you back, that hinder you or prevent you from being and doing everything that God intends for you to be and to do. That's why you're being equipped. You're being equipped with this lifestyle of stability in your life. Thank God. You can give yourself a great advantage this morning by engaging and committing to your process. One of the things that happens in the kingdom of God in our era is this. People can come to church for years and years and never really be changed. But until you make up your mind to apply and make applicable and to appropriate the Word of God and let the Word of God change you and change the way that you interact and approach the Word and let God do it in your life, you're going to be dealing with that same thing many years from now. But church, hear me. That's not God's plan for you. God's plan for you is to come and be trained and engaged and be changed and be taken from image to image and glory to glory. You need to be growing in the things of God each and every day and each and every week of your life, developing your lifestyle of stability so that you can shine with the confidence of certainty in your life. Come on, somebody. It's what God's doing in our life. Oh, moms and dads need this. We need this so thoroughly. Because church, you don't want to be the same 5 years from now as you are today. You don't want to look back several years from now and still be dealing with the same thing that you're dealing with right now. There should come a time in all of our life when we can look back in reflection and thank God and say, you know what? I'm so glad God got me over it. God got me through it. God interrupted that lifestyle of instability and wishy-washiness, and He put in me an ability to really shine because I'm certain of what I believe. I'm convinced. Amen. Let's delve into this for just a few moments. to shine with confidence of certainty. It's really described in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 16. The word says this in a prayer for us. It says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Wow, what a promise. Verse 17 said this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Come on, say rooted and grounded. Oh, come on now. This is amazing. You may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height. Verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Come on. That's his desire. And when you walk with confident certainty in the foundation of your faith, there are some traits that I want to hit on real quick, and just four traits of certainty in your life about your faith. Y'all ready? I'm going to be asking everybody today at the conclusion of the service, I'm going to pray for everybody in here to receive the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit today, guys. How many of us, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? That's going to be my prayer for everybody today. I want you to be thinking about that this morning and kind of preparing your hearts for that prayer. Pastor, I've already been filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, you can be refilled. God will do it again. Amen. God will touch you this morning. It's part of the equipping and the foundation process that God has for you. Amen. But there are four traits of certainty I want to talk about from Ephesians 3, 16 through 19. I want you to remember these facts about you. Okay. Number one, real quickly, the Bible says that you're strengthened with might in your inner man. Did you know that you are an outer man, but you're also an inner man? 1 Peter chapter 3 gives us this truth, that you have the responsibility to develop the inner person of the heart. And when you do, you're really growing with strength. And the Bible says with an incorruptible beauty in the inward man that is more vital than your outward man. So you have an outward person, but you're an inner person. And when you walk in the certainty of your foundation in Christ, you're able to be bold about who God is in you. Amen. This really has to do with confidence right here. The Bible says you're strengthened with might in your inner man. In other words, you can walk in the room knowing what everybody else might not know about you. Y'all get a hold of this for just a moment. Lean in this moment right here. They might not know that they're dealing with something they don't know about. So they may look at you and see you head to toe and size you up based on how you look to them on the outside, church. But here is the secret. Y'all ready for the secret? Here's the truth that so many people don't want to walk in because they haven't heard it about them. The secret is this. They're not dealing with who they see with on the outside. They're dealing with who you are on the inside. And because of what's going on down deep in your life, God, he makes you formidable. He makes you invulnerable to craftiness and lofty worldly influences. So that when those lies come into your home and come across to your family and try to impede upon your children, God on the inside, because you've been developing and working and serving and trusting and walking in the foundation of your certainty. Because you know what you know, and you're not willing to compromise it or negotiate with it, those lies are not going to affect you, and they're not going to affect your kids, and they're not going to affect your heritage anymore. Come on, somebody receive it this morning. See, I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. And by our culture standard, that's a pretty big man. I'm kind of a big guy. But you know what? What it looks like on the outside is irrelevant when it comes to real power. Y'all hear me? Somebody with what's going on the inside in the inner man, strengthened with might on the inner man, that's what matters the most. Because the world and people around, they're not dealing with what they see in your physical life. They're dealing with what they see in your spiritual life. That's why you're going to shine this morning, church. Because of what's being built on the inside, and instead of coming for you and your family, it's time for them to recognize. Can y'all receive it today? It's time for the enemy to recognize that you have what it takes on the inside to resist him. And according to the Bible, when you resist, he's got the obligation. The only thing he can do is flee from you. You're being strengthened with might in your inner man. Four traits of certainty. Are you sure this morning? Are you walking in the confidence of your foundation right now? Number two, Bible says that you are rooted and grounded in the knowledge of God. Ephesians 3:7. It's what happens when you walk in the foundation of what you know. Give yourself that advantage. You are rooted and grounded in the knowledge of God. Psalm 1 says this, that you will be like a tree planted by the rivers, and you'll bring forth your fruit, and your leaves shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. Oh, I receive that in my life. I receive it over my family, over my kids, and my commitment to the Word of God, to the power of the presence of God in our life enables us. See, when you're founded upon Christ and the Word of God, you need to know that not everything that comes to blow you around gets to blow you around anymore. It just don't get to anymore. See, back in the day when you were young in the faith, or back in the day when you're really struggling and just learning, but you know, there should come a time when the steps and your next steps begin to add up. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. It begins to add up in God's power. He's proven himself over and faithful over and over again in your life. And now when it comes to blow you around and uproot you and take you from there to here, you can just say, you know what? I'm not vulnerable to that thing anymore. You're not going to do to me this time like you did last time. Because I've grown. I'm being strengthened in my inner man, and I'm rooted and I'm grounded like a tree planted by the river. You may try to prevent my fruit from coming forth, but God's word says that my fruit's coming forth. And that's the truth that I'm grounded in right now. You may try to prevent me from prospering in whatever I do. But God's word says that everything that I touch is going to be blessed. Everything that I devote to the Lord, he's going to turn around. He's going to raise it up and bless it. Come on, somebody. When you're founded and grounded in the word of God, and you begin to confess that word and live that word like you know what you believe, and you refuse to negotiate with any other idea that contradicts or opposes what God's word says. Stand back and watch God do something special in your life. You get ready and stand back and witness the hand of God provide for you, and witness the hand of God move in your life, in your family, among your kids, in your marriage, on your job, in your business. You know what? Do what his word says and don't be shaken by it, and watch the hand of God move mightily on your behalf from now on in Jesus' name. You have a foundation in Scripture. This is a problem for a lot of people because you haven't heard it, you don't understand it. Let me tell you this. If you'll be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you'll start shining for God. You'll become the lender. Well, did y'all hear that one? You'll become the lender, not the borrower. The head, not the tail. Above and not beneath. You'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. If y'all can receive it, come on, say a good amen this morning. My favorite one on the list, number three. Traits of certainty. Bible said in verse 19 that you'll know a love that passes knowledge. You'll know a love that passes knowledge. What does that mean, Pastor Brandon? A love that passes knowledge. Well, it's a little bit like last week. Last week, we emphasized that God gives you a peace that passes understanding. It's when you have peace in spite of the evidence. It's when you have peace. You've given everything to the Lord. You've trusted him. You've decided to be a peacemaker in your situation. And God turns around, and the Bible said in verse 7 from last week, that he has peace that passes understanding, that will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. And today we see that just a little deeper. Today we see that in Christ you have a love that passes knowledge. What in the world? It means this, everybody. It means because you are founded and grounded in the love of Jesus, you do have what it takes to love somebody, even though you know all about them. Do you guys hear me on that one? You have love that passes knowledge. It transcends what you know. I don't know if you've got people like that in your life. People that love you no matter who you are or what you've done. How many have somebody that loves you unconditionally? So glad. I don't know about everybody, but I know I've got at least two. I got my mama and Karen. Unconditional love. Thank God. Rooted and grounded in Christ, the confidence of certainty enables you to know this, that you do have the ability to love them even though you know all about them. Oh, church, hear me. If you're going to shine and you're going to stand out and really shine for God, why don't you let that level of love take root in your life? Are you able to love even when they give you a reason not to love? Pastor Brandon, is that true? What's the biblical standard for that? Well, isn't it true that Jesus did that for us? I don't know about you, but I'm thankful I can give God a praise this morning because he looked beyond my problems. He looked beyond my sin. He looked beyond my doubts, my shame, and everything that I ever did. And while I was yet a sinner, he died on the cross for me. He didn't require me to clean up before he came and cleaned me out. Thank God, thank God. And you've got the ability to do the same thing. Are you able to love even when they give you a reason not to love? It's what Jesus does for us. And church, with the confidence of certainty in your foundation, you can love them anyway. Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear of what they did anyhow. So you can finally shine in the strength of unconditional love no matter what, because that's the kind of love Jesus gives you. And you can cling to him and his roots and his foundation and begin to love like Jesus loves. Praise God. Can y'all receive that? You can really do it. But Pastor Brandon, it's hard. It's not even hard. It's not hard. People get hung up all the time on forgiveness. Let me tell you this right now. Just because something difficult and something tedious and something hurtful happened to you doesn't mean you got to stay hurt. You can forgive right now and move on and let God do it and love them anyway. Amen, everybody. So what have we seen this morning? The certainty means that you're being strengthened with might in your inner man, that you're rooted and grounded in this amazing knowledge of God, that you can know a love that passes knowledge. And then finally today, this last trait of being certain. Bible says that you are filled with the fullness of God. Filled with the fullness. Filled with the fullness of God. That word filled here in Ephesians 3:19 is from a word that implies that, hear me out, that you're satisfied. You're satisfied with being full of God. You're filled with being full. You're satisfied. I can think of no greater descriptor this morning for spiritual confidence of certainty or strength than to be able to say that you no longer have to spin your wheels trying to get something out of this person or that person to feel you. Trying to reach a specific social level or a specific amount of money to feel you or anything else that tries to define you in this world. Because church, you're filled, you're satisfied with being full of God. Come on. You're satisfied with being filled with God. You don't need anything else. You're satisfied with the one who fills your life. Can y'all receive it this morning? Let me give everybody a little bit of a heads up about that principle. Did you know that it's not your spouse's job to fill your life? You're not designed for your life to be filled by your job. You're not designed for your life to be filled and satisfied by your career, your achievements. How about a little deeper? All your stuff that you've obtained is not supposed to be the thing that fills you and satisfies you. You're created for communion and fellowship with God. He is the one who wants to fill your life and for you to be absolutely satisfied as long as His Spirit is with you and His Spirit is in you. He wants to be the one to satisfy you. Come on, can you receive it this morning? When that level of certainty, church, is going on in your life, you can say alongside the Apostle Paul, this is how he assessed his walk with God. Here's what he said. It's the last scripture of the day before we pray. He said this. He said, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know in whom I believed and am persuaded." Persuaded means fully convinced. I have no need to be ashamed of anything. He's saying like this, and so many of us need to say this from time to time in our world, in our era in which we live. You're not going to make me ashamed that I don't see things the way you see it. You're not going to shame me into thinking like you think. There's not a name you can call me to get me to change my philosophy. I don't care what level of phobe you call me. I can't be changed. Are y'all hearing me this morning? I can't be changed because I'm fully persuaded. I'm absolutely convinced of what I believe. And that means that I have become immovable in that area. I'm unshakable right now in this issue. Y'all hear me, guys? You're becoming immovable, unshakable, full, and fully persuaded. And that means that you don't have to be ashamed. Here's what the world will tell you. The world will tell everybody this right now. We're going to pray momentarily. Miss Barbara, come join me. Let's play with us. Here's what the world will tell you right now, make you feel, try to shame you into thinking this. They'll say things like, "Well, you're closed-minded." Have y'all heard that one lately? Particularly you young people. That's a big criticism in our world today. You're closed-minded. Well, that's good. Sometimes you need to be closed-minded to some stuff. Let me tell you how to close your mind. You got a lot of resources out here today trying to convince you and talk to you about how to open your mind. Let me tell you how to close your mind. Get in that book right there. And the principles in that New Testament right there, apply them to your life and believe them and stand firm on them and believe them to the point where you are absolutely persuaded that what God's word says is the truth. And you are unshakable, you are unmovable, and that is your source, it's your resource, it is your standard by which you believe. Come on, somebody. And then just listen close, and what you'll hear is you'll hear the sounding of a door and a lock, and it's your mind getting closed off to the garbage that's trying to take you out in this world. Yes. The lies, the deception, the garbage, the empty philosophies of this world. God doesn't want you open to that. He wants you knowing what you believe. Y'all receiving it today? And being satisfied. Paul said, "I'm convinced. I'm not ashamed because I know in whom I believe. And I am fully persuaded that He's able to keep my commitments until that day." Praise God. Can y'all see that? Praise God. My commitments. Y'all stand with me, please, all over the house, guys.